Colorado's population is not only growing, it's also getting older. Many of the state's counties are poised to see huge increases in the number of people over the age of 65 in the next 25 years. KUNC's Benta Berkland visited one mountain county to see how local and state officials are trying to prepare for this change in Colorado.
84-year-old Joyce Reiche has a two-bedroom home close to downtown Eagle on the western slope. Despite some minor aches and pains, she says she's in good health.
Well, the things I used to like to do, I can't do anymore. It's like hike, cross-country ski, go up in the mountains and do things like that. I mainly stay home, but I'm content at home.
Reiche has three adult children. One of them lives above the garage with her husband. Reiche's lived in Eagle for 65 years and doesn't plan on leaving anytime soon.
I would never move as long as I can take care of myself with minimum help. I would rather go to a nursing home than when I can't take care of myself.
Eagle has only one independent senior housing facility, and it's not a nursing home. But construction is underway on a new nursing home, which will also include assisted living and an Alzheimer's unit. It's a public-private partnership and the first in the county.
We've really bulked up sort of our senior programming and our attention to our older adults.
That's very much on the mind of Eagle County's Healthy Aging Supervisor, Carly Reitman. Data compiled for this story by Rocky Mountain PBS News projects that by the year 2040, the county will likely see a 217% increase in its elderly population.
Some of the biggest barriers or struggles we have is that we are a rural community, and so the resources just aren't as prevalent.
Karen Kenneman is the Healthy Communities Division Manager.
So when you start to see these gaps, it's hard to figure out who's going to fill them.
So why is Eagle County set to see one of the largest increases in the aging population in the state?
There are a lot of second homeowners here who came with the idea that maybe when they get older they would leave, and they've decided they like it here and they want to stay.
Kathy Chandler-Henry is an Eagle County Commissioner.
Second thing is that we have some influx of people's parents.
That's not to say the issue of aging is confined just to the western slope. Douglas, Garfield, Elbert, and Broomfield round out the top five counties expected to see the largest increases. But everywhere, from Weld County to San Miguel and El Paso, will see at least 100% increase in those over age 65. State demographer Elizabeth Garner tracks the numbers.
It is going to be a lot of people. I mean, we're talking about 125% increase in the number of people over the age 65 just between 2010 and 2030. So increasing from about 555,000 to 1.3 million.
While it's a national trend, Garner notes that Colorado is somewhat unique.
It's really just one of these things where we're transitioning from a relatively young state to a little bit older. We're not going to all of a sudden become a really old state, because we migrate a lot of young people.
So there is time, and state leaders are trying to take proactive steps. Jim Riesberg is a former state lawmaker and the former state insurance commissioner. He now chairs the Colorado Strategic Action Planning Group on Aging.
We're seeing still some rather large divisions between urban and rural.
The planning group has been meeting for a year and will have recommendations this fall on everything from housing and finances to transportation and healthcare. In addition to new resources, Riesberg says Colorado needs to do a better job with the programs it currently has in place.
Really determine all of the things that are currently being done, maybe in silos or without good cooperation with each other. But I think the other thing we see is people don't like, in many cases, they don't like to be talking about aging. Somebody suddenly has a parent or someone who needs a lot of help, and they never thought about it. They don't know where to turn.
Back in Eagle, Joyce Reiche feels lucky. She says she's comfortable aging in her community and home, in part because of a strong support system.
It helps to have family nearby, and I have a lot of good friends and neighbors. They kind of look out, make sure my blinds go open in the morning, and a few things like that.
The state's long-term goal is to make sure every Colorado resident can feel as confident going into that final chapter of life. But as with many other public policy issues, it will prove challenging to find solutions on affordable housing, health care, and transportation that lawmakers in both parties can agree to and are willing to help fund. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.